Governor Phil Scott says he's still committed to major policy changes that will make education spending more sustainable. His comments come in the wake of his decision to accept a budget plan from lawmakers, despite the fact it increases the non-residential property tax rate. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The last major sticking point in the six-week stalemate between the governor and legislative leaders was setting a rate for the non-residential property tax. Scott had convinced lawmakers to use one-time surplus money to ensure that the residential rate did not go up, but he was unable to do the same for the non-residential rate. Under the budget plan passed by both the House and Senate, this rate will go up 4.5 cents next year. Rebecca Kelly is the governor's communications director. She says a decision by House Democratic leaders to pull their support from two compromise plans on Friday night made it clear to Scott that the only alternative was a government shutdown. And Kelly says that option was not acceptable to the governor.
When those two options were pulled off the table and it got into this week without any movement on the legislative side, I think he felt that he couldn't, you know, subject the health and safety of Vermonters or the economy to the threat of a shutdown.
Kelly says the governor will continue to push for a five-year plan to reduce education spending. The proposal explores ways to increase student-staff ratios. It includes penalties for higher-spending towns. It calls for a statewide health care contract for teachers, and it supports changes to special education programs.
Because, as he said throughout this debate, the weight of the system is diverting resources from what can be invested in our kids, and we have to have the courage to do things differently.
Senate President Tim Ash said that both sides got some key priorities in the final budget agreement, and both sides also had to make some important concessions.
I think that both sides are outside of their comfort zones, which is the sign of a compromise, and I'm just glad that Governor agreed with us that we shouldn't have a government shutdown and that people can breathe easy and know that come this weekend, state government will still be open.
And Ash says a provision of the deal establishing a commission to create a statewide health care contract for teachers will help local school boards focus on quality of education issues.
We've ensured that we'll have a good benefit fairly arrived at and take some of the burden off both teachers and school board members who spend way too much time acting like health administrators and have less time when they're negotiating to think about the core activities of teaching in schools.
Scott made his decision to avoid a government shutdown on Monday night because a governor needs to have a bill in hand 5 days before it can become law without a signature. That 5-day deadline is Saturday, the final day of the current fiscal year. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.